dictation for Robert Latosky, LATOSKI, February 3rd, 62. Today is May 11th. Robert was in the hospital from April 22nd to May the 6th with respiratory failure, was on the vent, hypoxemia, his underlying COPD from prior smoker, treated for pneumonia as well as positive for flu, elevated troponins, question myocardial infarction, no procedures were done, echocardiogram a drop from 50% to 32%. He has a severe peripheral vascular disease. He's supposed to have procedures, bypass, bilateral, both legs at Lansing. Blood pressure presently running low. He says to be taking all his blood pressure medications. Traditional, he runs very high. There is some symptoms of weakness from the low blood pressure. Chronic cough, oxygen, no pyrolema tirohemaptysis, no vomiting, diarrhea. He is alert, oriented, and free. COPD abnormalities, no focal deficit, no gangrene, presently no edema. I review discharge summary as well as updated medications. For high potassium, we were doing daily dialysis, and he takes Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A-A. On bronchodilators, cholesterol management, vitamin D125, Nurantin. Blood pressure includes the nitrates, metoprolol, minoxidil. Hydralazine that we just discontinued because of low blood pressure. In this paragraph, he's dialyzing through a fistula for 3 hours. Weight has come down from high of 67, presently 65.7. His clearance is below target. We are going to recheck it. No inflammatory changes on the left AV graft. Anemia 9.4. Already on maximal doses of Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A. Plenty of iron levels in the upper side. High potassium 6.2. Normal nutrition. High phosphorus 8.3. Discuss about diet and binders. High PTH 1269. We will make sure that vascular surgeon is aware of events in the recent past and the changes on his heart condition. He might need further diagnostic testing for the heart and treatment before he is able to do lower extremities. We will adjust dialysis orders and treatment based on above results. End of dictation.